can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillors' Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item, either in the chamber or via Teams, use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. I would remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, or C for a comment. Type P if you wish to propose. Type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via chat facility so that we are aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. I have apologies here from Councillor McAvoy and Councillor Taylor. Are there any other apologies? Any declarations of interest? Item 3 then on the agenda is the action sheet arising from the SPR committee meeting held on the 18th of January 2024. And I'm going to go through them for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, and 4 is blank, actually. Could I have a proposer and seconder, please? Proposed by Councillor Charvin and seconded by Councillor McAteer. Okay. Item 4 is the Mourne Mountain Gateway Project, the Memorandum of Understanding with the National Trust. And I'm going to need a proposer and seconder. Is there anyone who... Hand over to Connor.
Thanks, Chair. Purpose of this report is to seek members' approval for the MOU between the National Trust and Newry Mourne and Down District Council. Officials in the Council and in the National Trust have been working on the draft document from October 23. The wording has now been agreed with the National Trust and has been discussed at the Programme Board on the 8th of February 24, with a recommendation from the Programme Project Board to seek SPNR Committee approval. The MOU is attached in Appendix 1, so on seeking members' approval to approve the MOU as attached to the Appendix 1. I'm happy to take any questions.
Okay, I see there is a comment here from Councillor Enright.
Thanks, Chair. My party has some governance concerns over this and would intend to abstain on this and want to register our abstention as such by having a roll call. There are three things I see as an accountant that I'm not happy about with this. First of all, we haven't seen the minutes of the Project Board meeting, and I know my colleague Jill Truesdale had 10 questions. We haven't seen the risk register for what is now a £50 million project. Costs are escalating. Money is being spent and whip. And this memorandum doesn't guarantee, in fact, it far from guarantees acquiring the land for the project. And we don't have any alternative projects to take its place. And I'm aware of the fact that the Department of the Economy is suggesting that this project is going to cost £6 million more than we currently suggest it's going to cost. So, you know, I have grave concerns about this. And as I say, we'd like a roll call and we want to be abstaining on this, Chair, just to make sure that we have raised the alarm on this project. Thank you.
Okay, and Councillor Kelly has a question.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Just on the back of what my colleague had said, I just want to reiterate with Council that this MOU obviously does not consolidate any progress in the project. There's no guarantee that the National Trust will agree to a lease. And I think that is quite concerning, as we as a Council have agreed, the council committee to spend nearly £2 million on a consultancy team without guarantee. Further, Chair, just given all of these concerns that we as a party have raised, when will parties here or council members choose to reconsider their position on the progress of this project? And I only say this because if it is cost, Chair, and we do have concerns regarding cost, considering that the £44 million figure, which is now estimated, or which has been estimated, was set in 2019, we are now 5 years on from that figure. And, you know, given the cost inflation, particularly in the construction industry, I think we can all, you know, reasonably surmise that there will be a cost increase to this project, which we haven't been made aware of. And when will councillors reconsider their position? If it is cost, how much cost increase do we have to incur on this project before we rethink how far this project is going to go? And, you know, further also, just we agreed on albeit Alliance abstained on a rates increase at the start of this month, where councillors also noted that they were concerned about potential rate increases in years to come with our capital programme. And I think that's only going to be further exemplified if there is increases in this project, which we as a party believe they are. So that would be my question to the council. And thank you, Chair.
Just a point of clarity, if possible, because we've been asked a question there by a councillor in the chamber. Could she clarify if her party has an issue with the actual project or the actual estimate cost? Because it's not a final cost. This is an estimate of how much the project will be. So could she clarify what element she has an issue with? I'm just a bit confused.
You have three comments, Eric.
Go ahead.
Yes, Paul. I mean, as a party, we're obviously quite against it.
Please. There's a number of other people trying to get in as well.
Sorry, Chair. We have, you know, we're concerned obviously with the gondola elements of this project and have been from the start. We are not against the Mourne Gateway project, but we are concerned with the gondola, and we are further concerned. One of our concerns relating to the project is due to the cost, particularly the £14 million that is currently estimated that council will have to pay, and any increases which we believe there may be.
All right, if I could just come in there, this is about a memorandum of understanding. It's not about the entire project.
No.
We have a proposer and seconder, and I see there are other people who wish to comment, so I'm going to bring them in the memorandum of understanding.
I appreciate this is about an MOU, Chair, but I just wanted to say that I feel like there's clarity.
I am going to pass on,
so I'm going to have to abstain.
Because we have a proposer and seconder, and the relevance of what you're saying could be called into question in terms of an MOU.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to raise those points.
So could I pass over to Councillor Hanlon, please?
Thanks, Chair. I think you've touched on what I was just going to raise. We have a memorandum of understanding in front of us from Council and National Trust, and that is something that Alliance were championing for. You've asked for it. You wanted some sort of agreement. But tonight you've just used this opportunity to rehash what you've been saying over and over and over again. We absolutely understand your position. And, you know, that's fine. And I think our Councillor Sharvin touched on it as well. You're talking about estimated costs. They're estimated. We don't know what it's going to be. We are going through a process here with this project. But at every cut and turn, we're constantly going over the same Alliance position again. And we hear what you're saying. And it's noted on record. But I think tonight, for the paper that's in front of us, I think it's to be welcomed because it shows that we're listening to what concerns are being, you know, highlighted among conservationists and the National Trust themselves. But now there's an agreement reached that there will be an understanding between Council and National Trust moving forward, and that's to be welcomed. I don't think this was an opportunity to start to go over and rehash items that we've already done, as you know, in the past. In regards to Councillor Enright's call for a vote, how can you call for a vote when we weren't actually discussing anything? Or how can you abstain on something before anybody's even had a chance to get to the end of the paper? So, you know, just clarify what exactly are you abstaining on before we get to where we actually are as a council committee.
Okay, Councillor Lewis.
Thank you, Chair. It was just to make some of the same points there that had been made, that the first objections to this was that the National Trust weren't happy. We now have a point where we have the council have went and spoke with the National Trust. We've got a understanding with them that's now in front of us here. That takes us to the point where we're getting through what the issues with the gondola would be. We're trying our best to address what those issues would be. And I understand that there are people who have genuine concerns about this, but there's a fine line between genuine concerns and openly trying to mislead people and to sort of imply that the council's wasting money on this. I think that there sort of comes a time where we need to be a bit more sort of mindful and sort of conscious of what we're putting out there in terms of how much this costs, and to come back to what we're actually supposed to be doing tonight. I think this is a positive step, and it takes us some way in addressing the concerns which have been raised. So I can't understand why Lions would abstain or object when this is what they've been asking for in the first place.
Councillor Sharvin, had you wanted to come back in at that point, or was it previous? Okay. Councillor Enright.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, this is the Strategic Finance Policy and Finance Committee. As such, we're responsible for finance as a subcommittee. This is a very serious financial issue. It's no longer a £44 million project. It's a £50 million project. There are governance issues surrounding this because we're not seeing
that. That isn't relevant to what we're talking about here with the memorandum of understanding.
Well,
which is a memorandum,
it's also evident to me. It's evident to me, Chair, that councillors have not read a memorandum of understanding, because if they had, they would see the wording of it makes it pretty clear that we'd be very lucky indeed to secure the land at all.
There are actually no resource requirements for the memorandum of understanding.
But the memorandum of understanding does not give any
legal,
it does not give any indication that the National Trust is likely to agree.
This is a memorandum of understanding with no resource requirements whatsoever. It's about creating a relationship and outlining what the details of that relationship are, and there may be some misunderstanding from some members as to what the purpose of this paper is. Yes, It does not involve any financial obligation on the part of the council.
Chair, this memorandum of understanding has been sold on the basis that it's indicating agreement from the National Trust. It is not.
You want to go?
Just to provide some clarity, Chair, that's not how it's been sold. I think the first paragraph in the memorandum of understanding, if I maybe can read it, to provide some clarity, says this document is a statement of intent about how the National Trust and Newry Moore and Down District Council will communicate and engage effectively with each other in relation to the Council's proposed Mourne Gateway project. It does not represent a formal commitment by either party to enter into any future legal agreement.
Okay, could we move on to Councillor McAteer? That's apologies. Okay. Councillor Kelly.
All right.
Read it brief, please.
Sorry, Chair. I just want to make clear, my point was not solely on finances. My point is that I understand this is a memorandum of understanding. There's no misunderstanding about that. My point is that the memorandum of understanding doesn't outline that there will definitely be a lease agreement at the end of this. You know, that is a concern for the progression of this project if members seek to, you know, progress it. Now, obviously, we are abstaining, but what I'm trying to say is that there's no progress in the project here, and it's, you know, there's not going to be a lease. And I just want to make clear, the reason why I'm abstaining is because I feel there is also some worrying concerns surrounding this in terms of the project as a whole. And I wanted to make that statement clear, so I felt like that was not.
Sorry, Chair. Again, a point of clarity. Does the Councillor have information that a lease would not be agreed on? And is that a conflict of interest that she needs to express? Because how any councillor can make a statement of what the end will be when we don't even know what the end looks like right now. We're agreeing an MOU here that the National Trust and that all the council want to get. So how does the councillor say that there may be or unlikely be a lease? So,
Gareth, have you read the MOU?
I can read Councillor Enright, so thank you.
Apologies. That was not what I meant, Chair. What I meant to say was that there's no guarantee either or of a lease, and that there's nothing concrete in this. No, and I appreciate that, but I just want to say that this project it's not progress. It's just another, you know, part that is but what I'm trying to say is councillors are happy to move through this project without a lease and with possible costs. And that's where I'm questioning council. So.
Okay, thank you. We're going to move on. Councillor McAteer, would you?
Yes, Chair, thank you. Yeah, Chair, I'm happy actually to support the proposition of having an MOR, Memorandum of Understanding, and looking through them. The public actually should take great comfort in this, especially given the status of the Mournes and the fact that we're planning to do a project on the Mournes. And look through the principles in it, very commendable. It constantly refers to enhancing the natural heritage protection and how the council and the trust will respect each other's principles. So instead of steamrolling on through, which many probably would accuse council of doing, the setting up of a memorandum of understanding before anything else progresses, it is commendable and is to be very welcomed. And I think it will give great assurance to those who do have genuine concerns with the protection of the Mournes. So, Chair, thank you. And just comments noted and heard.
Thank you, Councillor McAteer. Councillor Brennan.
Thank you, Chair. It's just that we seem to have taken our eye off the ball altogether. We're here looking to propose and second a memorandum of understanding. We're not talking about costs or whatever. And one of the lines in the MOU is that the Trust and the Council agree to work together in good faith with respect, transparency and accountability to achieve both our common goals. So that suggests to me that any decisions will be accountable to both the public and the Council as well. Thank you. So just as a reminder, it's an MOU that we're voting on, not the actual project. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Hanlon?
Yeah, I'm just going to be brief. I just want to note it's quite clear that the Alliance members come in here tonight with an agenda. They stated that they were abstaining and they were voting before we even had a chance to listen to the officer's report or to listen to what other people in the chamber had to say. They've totally misread the paper. They've brought in things that are not related to the paper. I'm also going to note they were totally disrespectful to the chair, talking over the top of you. And again, just to go back to exactly what Councillor Brennan has just stated, at 3.2 of the MOU, there's nothing other than an agreement to work together with the National Trust, which is what the Alliance have asked for, and yet yous are going to abstain on it again. It just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I also don't think it's helpful to be bandying around figures when the figures are not concrete, they're not settled on, they won't be until we move into in the actual capital part of whatever the project looks like. And to be fair as well, this is just another part of how a project is delivered. And maybe when you get your feet under the table a wee bit, Councillor Kelly, I thought Councillor Enright would have had a better idea of how projects are actually delivered through council, given he's been a councillor for such a long time. It is all a process, and it is a slow process, and it takes a number of years. And this is how we work through it as a council, to make sure that it's delivered in the way that it's going to benefit every ratepayer and every resident of the district.
Thank you. Councillor Byrne.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I'll keep it brief. Sorry, I was late. Just coming in now, but the paper was read. The two points I wanted to make, the first one, Luna just touched on there, about the finances. Bandying about finances and throwing figures out there is really, I suppose, people should learn from the past. It's actually trying to grab headlines. And I would point to the code of conduct and people coming out of this chamber to try and grab a headline with something outside the paper that's in front of us of an MOU and throw out figures of 50 million or to say that a project is X amount and we won't get a lease. They should be drawn over the coals. Now, we don't want, we've seen in the past, people's attitude and taking information out of here and spelling it out to the public differently to grab a headline actually ends up in censorship, and we don't want to go down that road again. I'm not going to rehash the same arguments that we had in the project board. They're for noting later on. I think the councillors, to me, right, had said it. They're asking, the Alliance Party asked for certain things, and then when it's delivered in good governance about an MOU, they ask for a relationship between the National Trust, what's in front of them, go against it. They asked for alternatives. We had a meeting for alternatives, and you'll see in the notes later on, surely you're not asking me for alternatives. I mean, this is about just stopping the project. And if you're against the project, maybe look at your membership on the programme board, because the programme board chair, we are there sitting to try and deliver the project, which is the will of this council, and there will be changes in the project going forward. Costs may be lower, and things may be changed. But we're there to support officers in this project. It's in the terms of reference, and if we're not doing that and constantly undermining them, it turns this whole thing into a sham. One party want to make it a sham just for headlines, that's up to them, but they can't drag everybody else with them. The final point I will make is the last meeting that we had on this, where we were talking about the MOU, we had external people on that call, and it's bloody embarrassing that we get into this argument in a programme board about a party that's against the project. We shouldn't be having that. We know you voted against it. You've said it 100 times. It's on the record. The council voted to proceed with this project. And when we're talking about the cost, I know Councillor Kelly threw in the rates there, and not to go into any detail on the rates, but we all said, as political parties across this chamber, that we will protect investment into this district where we've got money coming externally. We have a ratio of 2-1 in funding as it sits. We don't know the final cost, but sitting there, it's a ratio of 2-1. That's the type of money that we need to be spending in this council. If we're going to spend something and we get twice as much back from the BCRD, we'd be foolish not to look at that. That protects our capital costs going forward, instead of us looking to finance 100% capital projects on their own. So, fully supportive of the MOU.
Connor, do you want to?
Yeah, just Chair, I think it would be very useful if I just repeat it for members' benefit and the sort of what I've read out following a press release or a response to a media inquiry from DfE in respect of the cost of this project. And the DfC spokesperson said that Newry Mourne and Down District Council's cost estimate for the Mourne Gateway project is $44 million. The department has been engaging with the council to establish what additional allowances should be built into the project budget to cover future construction cost inflations and other risks. That work has not been finalised. So I thought it was useful if members were made aware of that, because I haven't seen that in printed media or online since it was released. So I thought it might be of useful for members.
Thank you. So as there is obvious dissent in the chamber, I'm going to ask for a vote.
Okay, Councillor Brennan?
For.
Councillor Byrne?
For.
Councillor Enright?
Abstain.
Councillor Hanlon?
For.
Councillor Hyle?
For.
Councillor Kelly?
Abstain.
Councillor Lewis?
For.
Councillor McAteer?
For.
Councillor McAvoy's absent. Councillor Mathers?
For.
Councillor O'Hare?
For.
Councillor Quinn?
For.
Councillor Riley?
For.
Councillor Sharvin?
For.
And Councillor Taylor's absent. So I have 11 for, none against, and two abstentions.
Vote is carried. Okay, item 5 is governance arrangements, and I'll hand over to Marie Ward. Chair, I'm just going to hand over to Sarah. No, okay.
Okay, so members, the papers in front of you. Basically, with the follow, the way that Easter holidays are falling this year, we do have 5 Mondays in April, so we're recommending that we move everything back by a week in order to give councillors and officers a chance to have a bit of time at Easter. So the recommendation is to move the April council meeting to the 8th of April instead of Wednesday the 3rd. And then the subsequent committees then to follow on from that, and they're all in the paper.
Okay, so I need a proposer and seconder, and it's proposed by Councillor Howell and seconded by Councillor Hanlon. Okay. Okay, so we'll be moving into closed session. Items deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act NI 2014. And I need a proposer and seconder to go into closed session, please. Proposed by Councillor Howell. And seconded by Councillor Brennan. Bill 2024-25. On the proposal of Councillor Brennan, seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to approve the payment of insurance premiums for 2024-25 and subsequent additional year-end adjustments as required by council insurers. Item 7, Belfast Legal Services SLA. On the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Quinn, it was agreed to enter into a one-year SLA with Belfast City Council Legal Services Department from the 1st of April 2024 to the 31st of March 2025 on a non-profit cost recovery basis by virtue of the provision of Section 105 of the Local Government NI Act 1972 in relation to the legal services indicated at 1.4 of the officer's report. Item 8, maintenance of time and attendance systems. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Hanlon, it was agreed to approve the payment for the maintenance fees for time management system as outlined in the STA agreement for the period January 2024 to December 2024. It was further agreed to approve the ongoing maintenance fees for 1 year, with the issue being brought back to committee for that period of time. Item 9, assessment centre. On the proposal of Councillor Lewis, seconded by Councillor Howell, it was agreed to approve the recommendation as outlined in the officer's report. Item 10, economy, regeneration and tourism recruitment requirement. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Hanlon, it was agreed to approve the recommendation as outlined in the officer's report. Item 11, industrial relations update. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, it was agreed to note the update provided by officers. Item 12, the SFWG action sheets from meetings held on the 16th and 31st of January 2024. On the proposal of Councillor Howell, seconded by Councillor Enright, it was agreed to note the action sheets from SFWG meetings held on the 16th and 31st of January 2024. We move on to item 13, the minutes of the Newry City Centre Regeneration Programme Board meeting for noting. Connor, Mallon?
No.
Okay, both items are for noting. Items 13 and 14, the minutes of the Morden Gateway Project Board meeting held on the 6th of October 2023. And I need a proposer and seconder for noting. Is that a question? From Councillor Sharvin.
Yeah, Chair, it's just in relation to item 13, the minutes of the New South Centre Regeneration Programme. When I read it, it touched on the consultancy fees in relation to the ICT costs. And my question is, there's obviously additional works and waiting quotations. Do we have a sort of understanding what those expected increases and additional costs will be? And is that within the existing budget, or is this an additional cost that we need to cover?
Chair, can I come in there? The additional costs and the updated fees for the ICT team were brought through SPNR committee before Christmas, and the most updated consultant fee schedule was approved by council, and we're moving forward on that basis. But we'll provide regular updates to the programme board, and if there's any further changes to that, we'll bring it back to the SPNR for approval.
Okay, so you're not expecting it to be additional because we've already brought through, but if there is additional, a report will be brought back. Okay.
The question from Councillor Byrne.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. The Grade A office accommodation, it's noted on the minutes that there will be a meeting set up in the future with DFC and officers. Has that been arranged, or is that something that's going to come back to the project board? Because I'm keen, that's one of the elements of the BCRD regeneration thing that we have.
Chair, we brought an update back through the programme board last week where we set out our proposals and a date, and a proposed date for it to go live, which will be in the next couple of months. So that was fed through the programme board last week, and there was a short report provided to the members of the project board to make them aware of what the next steps are.
Thanks, Conor. Thanks, Chair.
Answer, McAteer.
Yeah, it was just asked, Conor, just that the meeting take place, parts groups, that was mentioned in those particular minutes, maybe all minutes have reflected that. Appreciate.
We have had some meetings with some of the arts representatives, and we're currently in the process of setting up a full stakeholder group meeting so as we can bring them all together for an update in the next couple of weeks.
That's the one referred to in the minutes. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, we have a proposer with Councillor Mathers and seconded by Councillor Hanlon. Thank you. That's us, folks. Take home, everybody. Thank you.